Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Nearly 160,000 households in Massachusetts are considered limited English speaking by the U.S. Census. It's hard enough not speaking English in normal times, but under a deadly pandemic, it could be a matter of survival. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports now, some families are living in the dark about the coronavirus and how it's changing the world around them.
Petrona is a single mother with two young girls and only a few dollars in savings to buy food, nothing for rent or utilities. She worked as a housekeeper until the state ordered the closure of all non-essential businesses, and she's unable to qualify for unemployment because of her immigration status. Petrona's main source of information is what she sees on her phone.
Yo la verdad, yo lo estoy recibiendo en el Facebook.
Petrona doesn't have cable, just an antenna connected to a TV. She says she hasn't heard from Governor Charlie Baker during this pandemic, nor any other public officials talking about the coronavirus outbreak and what's being done about it. She hadn't heard that her utility provider has decided it won't be cutting off people's electricity or gas, but she is getting some key information.
Digo a mis hijas que se laven bien las manos.
I tell my girls to wash their hands well, Petrona says, and to ask God not to give us this sickness. WBUR agreed to use only Petrona's first name because of her concerns about child custody issues. She's one of 1.2 million foreign-born Massachusetts residents. About 500,000 report to the census that they speak English less than very well. Whether that means you don't speak any English, or you understand maybe 50% of what you hear, about one in every 13 Massachusetts residents struggles to some degree with the language barrier.
La gente anda como perdida, no. Solo cerraron.
Suyapa Perez practices homeopathic medicine in Saugus. She says many people in the area who don't speak English are living in a state of confusion, especially when they don't have language interpreters in medical settings. One of her neighbors went to a community health center early last week, and there were no language interpreters available. She says the woman was communicating with the doctors in signs, and they sent her home with some acetaminophen. The woman's daughter is Ruth Gabriela Santos. She says her mother's situation got worse every day. Late last week, her mother went to a Boston hospital where she tested positive for the coronavirus and was admitted.
Pues no muy cómoda porque son cosas muy delicadas.
Santos speaks little English, but she's had to communicate with healthcare workers on her mother's behalf in English. She says it's uncomfortable having to deal with such delicate matters in a language she barely understands. Her mother is at Mass General Hospital, which is seeing a huge influx in Latino patients. MGH Chief Equity and Inclusion Officer Dr. Joseph Betancourt says 35 to 40% of MGH's coronavirus patients are Latino. Before the outbreak, only about 9% of the hospital's patients were Latino. Betancourt says MGH is able to handle the increase in demand, but is looking for new ways to attack the language barrier.
Things like bringing a Latino physician on the rounding with the team and having another clinician there who speaks Spanish will make a huge difference in communications with the family and also getting cultural nuance.
It's not just healthcare settings that present a challenge. If you think it's hard getting a hold of someone in the state's unemployment office, try applying in Spanish. Due to the high volume of calls, the recorded message says, the best way to access unemployment is through the online system. But the online system is not available in Spanish or any other language but English. The Department of Unemployment Assistance offers a document that explains in Spanish how to fill out the online forms written in English. But Ivan Espinosa Madrigal of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights says the state should be required to have the forms available in Spanish.
A Spanish speaker, a Haitian Creole speaker, they are experiencing a very painful delay in the processing of their claims because they are being deprived of the opportunity to go online to complete the same process that English speakers are being allowed to do.
Espinosa Madrigal says the failure of government agencies to provide materials in different languages could open them to charges of discrimination. And he says the lack of these materials could make the difference of whether families have food on their tables. A spokesperson for the Department of Unemployment Assistance says in a statement that the department is scaling up call center staffing and pursuing new strategies to speed up the application process for non-English speakers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.